You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, you're going to want to thank my friend Marty Zayak for introducing me to Vanessa Van Dyne. She's the owner of the Enhanced Healing Wellness Center. Hey, Vanessa, why did you get involved in this?
About 20 years ago. About 14 years ago, I had the idea of opening a holistic center.
Why?
Because I've always been around this disease in one fashion or another, and my partner has been working in this industry for about almost 30 years now.
Never mind. So anyway, let me ask you about this. What's your purpose in life?
To help people. That's my main purpose, is for those that are suffering, that they can find a different way and go out and rock their lives.
So how do you relate to these people?
How do I just... Oh, because once upon a time, I was there.
What does that mean?
I was using. I was out there using since I was 14 years old for long time. And I've been clean 25 years.
High five.
High five. Woo! And so, you know, I'm passionate about it because I know that there's another way and there's a lot of people suffering right now.
So what is somebody, if they're suffering or if a family member is suffering, how do they get a hold of you?
305-456-6361. And they can call and ask for me, Vanessa. And I will speak to each person that calls me. And if I can't help you, I will find someone that can.
Now, do you run sessions for people? What goes on there?
I know. So my partner, we're a holistic center. My partner, Dr. Harry Henshaw, runs the groups.
High five to Dr.
Amen
Harry.
Amen to that one. And I do the yoga, the breathing practices, the meditation practices. We have acupuncture, Reiki, massage, and we have a really special product called the Relaxation Lounge. And Dr. Harry writes binaural music. And so the binaural music we use for stress, for relaxation, for PTSD, and it's incorporated into the lounge. And we use this for our clients to help them with the stress and to calm themselves down and then go straight into groups.
So let me ask you this. I'm not a drug addict, but can I avail myself of that? It sounds like a great
come
suite of services.
Come on down. You absolutely can.
Oh, I got to deal with that.
Yeah. No. You have to come.
I will. And where do I go if I'm going to go visit you?
875 Northeast 79th Street in Miami.
And that's east of Biscayne.
East of Biscayne, yeah. Not west. East of Biscayne.
Now, give me the number again, phone number, if somebody thinks they've got somebody in their family or they need an intervention.
Yep, 305-456-6361.
What are the outwardly observable symptoms if I'm an employer? What am I looking for?
You're looking for runny noses, sick days, excuses, lots of excuses. And their work ethic is slowly diminishing.
Yeah, you know, I was once running an office and we had a person that ended up, we didn't know where she was one day, and it ended up that she was passed out at the fairgrounds. We sent the cops there. I had to go knock on their door of her apartment. I went and broke that down. And I also must admit that I lost a family member. He wasn't addicted to opioids. He had an overprescription and just forgot how many pills he took.
Yeah, it happens all the time, and it's tragic, and I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry for your loss.
That's okay. He was a beautiful person, and he's with me every day. Vanessa, beautiful. We've only got a couple minutes left. Wanda, how many more minutes do I have left? I never keep track.
I'd say about three, four.
Okay. Okay, so we got a couple more minutes here with Vanessa. Vanessa, so my brother wasn't what I would consider a drug addict. He was a high-functionally mentally ill person, so he had a cocktail, and he just lost count. Mm. And I had to go there, and I had to see his face and deal with the aftermath, and it was really brutal. I went in there. Miami CSI was there. My mom, we finally got it declared as natural causes because he had mental illness. That's what really caused the accident, not the it was an accident. So, if somebody's got a family member, maybe what's going on at the house that would show that they have a problem?
Inconsistencies in behaviors, irregularities in behaviors, different patterns.
Going out late at night and coming back 10 minutes later?
That kind of thing, yeah. Like I'm going to this store and disappearing for 2 days, that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, that might be a red flag.
You know, stuff like that. I mean, you know, they're there. And so one of the things that we do is we hold groups for families. That on Thursday nights at 8 o'clock, at 6:30 to 8, to help family members who are possibly in this mode of disease.
So what's a number that they can call real quick, everybody? Get your pencil. This is the last time we're giving the number.
305-456-6361.